God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this prophetic decree broadcast. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decrees broadcast. This hour is the hour where God will always move with power. This hour is the hour that God catapults his people to the next level. This hour is the hour of God's favor coming upon the children of the Lord. This hour is the hour that God puts the enemy at disgrace their plan. This is the hour that God put the enemy into shame. This is the hour that God raises up his power to fight for you. This is the hour that God works to return everything the enemy has stolen from your life. This hour is the hour of your deliverance, is the hour of your healing, is the hour of your, the hour you experience signs and wonders, is the hour of God's power, is the hour of demonstration of God's power and God's anointing in the life of his people. If you have connected to us today, I want to say God bless you. And if this is probably not connected to us yet, and probably you are hearing it, somebody send it to you, it's better also you get connected, and God will bless you at the same time in the name of Jesus Christ. This broadcast normally come up between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m., a very crucial hour of the day, hour you take control of a new day, the hour you speak to the womb of the new day, the hour you speak to the moon controlling the night, the hour you decree what you want the next day to be. So it's a very critical hour, the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. If you are here right now, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord, begin to bless his name, magnify him for giving you this privilege, grace, opportunity to be alive, to be healthy, even to witness a day like this. Begin to bless him. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory. You are worthy. You are marvelous. You are mighty. You are mighty God. We thank you. Great is your name. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised. In the city of our God. In the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation. The God of our hearts. It Mount Zion, side of the north, and the city of the great king. It Mount Zion, side of the north, and the city of the great king. Thank you, Father. Beloved, I stand upon the blood of Jesus, the covenant of the blood of Jesus, and I stand behind the cross of Calvary. I decree that that particular thing that has been making you to cry on daily basis shall expire now in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you have been passing through and it has become a stronghold of darkness in your life, I command it to be pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow of poverty in your blood shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness hiding inside your body, inside your blood, I challenge them. Get out and go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative dream pursuing your destiny shall be cancelled in the name of Jesus Christ. The strong man in your father's house pursuing your destiny shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus Christ. The strong man in your father's house and your mother's house pursuing your destiny shall be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. Foundational power assigned to swallow your glory shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, I want you to pray these 7 prayer points aggressively. These prayers are very, very important. Each of them will bring miracle into your life. Open your mouth and say, foundational serpent assigned to swallow my destiny. In the name of Jesus, foundational serpent assigned to swallow my destiny. In the name of Jesus, foundational serpent assigned to swallow my destiny. When you say die, you command that foundational serpent to expire and to be no more. Foundational serpent assigned to swallow my destiny. In the name of Jesus, foundational serpent assigned to swallow my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Say, any power sending away my destiny helpers be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any power sending away my destiny helpers, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any power sending away my destiny helpers, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced in Jesus' name. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from night wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from night wickedness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, deliver me from night wickedness. Deliver me from night wickedness. Deliver me from night wickedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me in Jesus' name we pray. Say, conspiracy that want to put me to shame, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy that want to put me to shame, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy that want to put me to shame, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy that want to push me to shame, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody need to pray this next one. Conspiracy of darkness that want to put me on the wish here, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy of darkness that want to put me on the wish here, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy of darkness that want to put me on the wish here, scatter in the name of Jesus. Conspiracy of darkness that want to put me on the wish here, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear with power. Say, powers. Somebody need to pray that prayer very well. Powers assigned to waste my life, in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, there in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, there in the name of Jesus. Powers assigned to waste my life, there in Jesus' mighty name we pray. May the hand of God rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Today I want you to examine Genesis chapter 17. And when Abraham was 99 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Look at verse 2. And I will make my covenant. God says, I am going to make covenant. God is going to enter into a covenant with Abraham. Is it with only Abraham? Look at it. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Look at verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. My covenant is with thee. So God is entering into a covenant with human beings. God is entering into a covenant with Abraham. And look at verse 7 of Genesis 17. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed, that is, between me and thee, and your children. Children that we're talking about there, they've not been born. But the covenant that God is going to establish with Abraham is going to extend to the children unborn after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant. What is the covenant? To be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. God is entering into a covenant with Abraham, and he was talking to Abraham at that time, and was telling Abraham that this covenant is going to outlive you. This covenant will be extended to your children unborn. This covenant will go more than your own period, more than your own generation. It's going to be with a generation that is yet unborn. Can you see that a covenant can be established between God and man? And also, a covenant can be established between Satan and man. Who knows? And how can we analyze the covenant that has been established, between our father, between our ancestors and Satan? And this covenant now has gone you know, at leave our fathers, and it has been extended towards our lives. And this covenant is saying, God said, I'm going to be a God unto you, and I'm going to be a God unto your seed. That is, when covenant like this is formed, God is a God to Abraham. All the children of Abraham that are not yet born, God must also be their God. It means if they go out from serving that God, they will be punished. If they go out from serving that God, they can be wasted. If they go out to serve another God, they can be destroyed. If they go out to serve another God, they can remain barren. If they go out to serve another God, they can remain weak. If they go out to serve another God, they can remain useless. And that means that if a covenant like this has been formed, it is the duty of the children unborn that have not known about the covenant, even to stay by the boundaries of the covenant. Now, look at it now. The covenant is being formed between God and Abraham, and this covenant is extending to Isaac, extending to Jacob, extending to Joseph, extending to David, extending also to me and you, a covenant with God and Abraham. Also, likewise, our fathers have been deceived. Our ancestors have been deceived because of the present situation they were facing, because of the battle they were facing, because many of them saw the situation and they needed help. And at that moment, there was nothing they understand than for them to go into a covenant with the devil, than for them to go into covenant with the idol. And this covenant that they've entered with the devil extends more than their own generation. Oh, look at it now. They've not even tutored us about this covenant. We were not informed. We didn't know about this covenant. We didn't know the token of this covenant. We didn't know what is binding this covenant one way or the other. We just know that something is happening to us and we could not explain it. Look at what the Lord says in verse 9. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye must keep between me and you, not only between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. That is the token of the covenant. Every man child shall be circumcised. Look at it now. If the devil had entered into covenant with our ancestors and he said, every first child that will be born from this family must be donated on the altar of this idol, meaning that every first male child, I am just putting it in the other side so that you can understand when we are talking about the flow of this covenant. You know, I'm explaining today on something I can tie to as a mystery of covenant violation, the mystery of covenant violation, you know. That is where I'm driving to now. I have spoken to you about generational covenant, but I'm talking about now the mystery of covenant violation. The mystery of covenant violation. You see, now God had entered in covenant with Abraham, and God said, this is the token that must be done. It means that if the male child of every generation after Abraham is not circumcised, they have broken the covenant. Look at verse 14. And the uncircumcised man child, whose flesh of the foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off, it shall die from his people. He hath broken my covenant. You see now? Now, you see, if a generation after Abraham, 100 years after Abraham, decided that they are not going to have a circumcision for their male children, it means that they will just be experiencing untimely death. They will be experiencing unknown attack. They will be experiencing a kind of terminal disease. They will be experiencing some negative thing that they cannot explain, because a covenant has been formed by, between their ancestors and the devil. And unfortunately, the terms of the covenants were not clear to this new generation. And whether it is clear or it is not clear, it's going to take its root and it's going to be wasting. This is the reason why we have untold hardship in the kingdom, in the Christendom. This is the reason why believers suffered and they could not explain. This is the reason why some wombs are permanently closed. They try this, they try that. Some try IVF, some try ICU, some try whatever they could try. You know, when the covenant is in place, it wastes, because the Bible says this covenant shall have part in your flesh. This covenant will be wasting whatever you want to do, because there are terms of that covenant, there are consequences of that covenant. Now, looking at it, the violation of this covenant we have read here, the Bible says, is going to result to death, result to untimely death. Therefore, every violation of covenant is dangerous. Every violation of covenant results in disaster. Every violation of covenant can keep a Christian or a believer useless. Every violation of covenant can make a believer to be like a little bit, to be a dwarf in life. He strived, but he could not make it, because one way or the other is violating a covenant, and unfortunately, he did not know, or he does not know, that he's violating a covenant. I'm going to stop there today. But beloved, listen to me very well. It is time for us to pray inquiry prayers. You need to sit down and ask God, why am I passing through what I am passing through? You need to sit down and ask God, reveal to me and give me the video of what went wrong in my foundation. You need to ask God, Father, show me why this thing is affecting me despite my prayers, despite my fasting. What is the root cause of this bondage? These are the way you can find solution, permanent solution to what you are facing now. Begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord that you are going to serve them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Yeah. If you are giving your life to Jesus, just say after me, say, Father, I surrender my life unto you. Have mercy and deliver me today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, we are going to pray. I want you to shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, unknown covenant, battling with my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Unknown covenant, battle with my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Ending covenant in my family line, arresting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Ending covenant in my family line, arresting my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out a bottle of oil. If you don't have oil, you can get your water. Father, I sanctify this oil. I sanctify this water. I decree that it shall be an instrument of power, instrument of deliverance. It shall become a yoke-breaking oil. It shall carry the power that destabilizes the wickedness of the wicked. The anointing of fire shall enter into the oil and the water. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil and the water. The anointing of God shall enter into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take that oil, and you are going to anoint your belly button. Just a small of the oil on your belly button. Lay your hands there, and you are going to pray this prayer. Say, the mystery of generational covenant attacking my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. The mystery of generational covenant attacking my destiny, break, 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 break. In the name of the mystery of generational covenant attacking my destiny, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you take the oil on your chest and rub it on your chest? Pray the same prayer. The mystery of generational covenant attacking my health, break in the name of Jesus. The mystery of generational covenant attacking my health, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head. Lay your hand upon that head. Say, the mystery of generational covenant arresting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. The mystery of generational covenant arresting my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Why can't you anoint your hand now? Anoint your two hands. Say the same prayer. The mystery of generational covenant arresting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. The mystery of generational covenant arresting my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs, and you shout with authority. The mystery of generational covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus, the mystery of generational covenant assigned to bring me back to square one. Break, 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 break. The mystery of generational covenant assigned to bring me back to square one. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, there's somebody I am seeing right now. Look at yourself now. You have strived, strived, you have tried, tried everything, and things never work for you. What worked for others have never worked for you. Listen to me today. From this moment, God has changed your situation. God has visited you now. The yoke of generational covenant with the idol that has been affecting you has been broken now, and you are set free. From now, you begin to move forward. I wait for your testimony. There's somebody else here. Your document has been, has been delayed, and within the next few weeks, your document shall be released in the name of Jesus. There's somebody that is very, very sick. I command you to be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be delivered from infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. That person that is sick, take that water that I've prayed on, drink it like that, and you'll see what God will do in your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There's a promotion coming to one brother there. Receive it quickly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody is going to be blessed in an unknown way. It's going to have an uncommon breakthrough. You'll be blessed in a very great way. Somebody is going to write exam and you have been afraid. Your God said, I should tell you, that exam is a walkover. You are going to attend interview very soon, and you are going to receive promotion. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Aha, it is done. Let's pray on the request. Father, I thank you for the request in the hand of your people. Let this request be blessed, and let there be testimony in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. I bless you with the blessing of enlargement. I bless you with the blessing of fruitfulness. I bless you with the blessing of increase. I bless you with the blessing of prosperity, overflowing financial breakthrough. I bless you with the blessing of multiple testimony. You will not labor in vain. Any power arresting your labor, any covenant in your foundation that is making your children to misbehave, any covenant in your foundation that is making your husband to misbehave, any covenant in your foundation that is making your wife to misbehave shall be broken, 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 shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. And you are liberated completely today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Stack Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Stack Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola.